October has been warmer and drier than usual so far in Utah. That warm trend is expected to continue into winter, but experts can't say how much rain and snow will fall in the coming months. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The National Weather Service's long-term forecast for Utah says normal precipitation is just as likely this winter as especially wet or even dry weather. But the state's had three extra dry years in a row, and that might be the single most important factor ahead.
Most likely in our favor is that we're going to have a change in the weather pattern. We're going to have normal to above normal precip, just because it's so hard to put together 4 years of dry conditions.
That's Brian McInerney, a Weather Service hydrologist in Salt Lake City. He's not surprised the winter outlook calls for northern Utah to be warmer. That's climate change. But he would be surprised to see the dryness drag on. He points to Utah State University studies on weather patterns that suggest Utah's dry pattern is easing. McInerney says more storminess means less pollution.
Hopefully we'll have an active pattern, and we have continued air masses exchanging through the valley, so we don't have this kind of gunky air just sitting at the bottom of the valley and producing lots of pollution.
National maps show that monsoon rains in July, August, and September have washed out the drought on Utah's eastern edge. But farms and ranches in the central and western parts of the state are still thirsty. Randy Parker is the Utah Farm Bureau's CEO.
Our farmers and ranchers, bless their hearts, they're eternal optimists. Their hopes and their prayers are that the good Lord will bless us with water to meet our needs and help us to provide abundance that is valuable to our Utah consumers.
Tough weather these last 3 years has raised feed and fodder prices. Now beef, lamb, and pork prices are up. That means consumers should pray for rain, too, if they want to see meat prices fall. Judy Faze, KUER News.